Okay, Elissa Walker-Campbell, we want to welcome you back tonight at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. Before we get underway with our next interview, we want you to go to our radio website. That is eradiosports.com. We've got all of our interviews posted this evening at our podcast page, eradiosports.com, and also tweet us at eradiosports. Well, indeed, this is a very special time of year with the start of the Major League Baseball season just around the corner. So in our next segment, we will get an inside look at the world of Major League Fantasy Camps. And we've invited on author Roy Berger, who has just released a new book. It is titled The Most Wonderful Week of the Year. He chronicles his own experiences at the Pittsburgh Pirates with the Tigers and New York Fantasy Camps and shares just an awesome baseball experiences. It's wonderful to have you with us tonight for the first time at YSR. Thank you so much, Roy.
Good evening, E. How are you?
I'm doing great. Congratulations on the book. And I'm going to be very honest with all of our listeners. I don't know a whole lot about Major League Baseball fantasy camps, and I'm sure many of the folks tuning in, perhaps they don't know as well. This, for you, was a once-in-a-lifetime experience and where you're turning your dream into reality. Share a little bit about as far as what this is all about.
Well, it actually was a once-in-a-lifetime experience that I've done now six times. And what happened was, back in 1993, I mean, every kid growing up in the 50s and 60s, certainly every boy when baseball was paramount and baseball dominated the water coolers at the office and the conversation at school, every kid wanted to grow up to be a major leaguer. And in 1968 or 1969, when I was 16 or 17 years old, the reality hit me that I did not have the talent nor the ability to become a major leaguer. And you give up that dream and you go on to college and you go on to a career and whatnot. In 1993, I'm 41 years old. We're living in Wichita, Kansas. We're over at a friend's house. He's a CEO of a major retail company, probably in his late 50s, early 60s. He said, come on down to the basement. I want to show you something. So I went down the basement of his house, and there on a mannequin stood a Los Angeles Dodger uniform with his name and number on the back and a bunch of artifacts and whatnot, and he said he had just gotten back from Los Angeles Dodgers fantasy camp.
Wow.
I never heard of such a thing. And he's then explaining the concept to me where you get to actually be a major leaguer for a full week and you get coached by the ex-ball players and so on and so forth. So I went upstairs and told my wife, you know, I think that's something I want to do. And then I forgot about it. You know, the responsibility of raising kids and running a business and just the responsibility you have in your 40s and 50s kind of dominated the next 15 or 16 years for me. So I'm at a cocktail party in 2009. I'm 57 years old. And I run into a colleague that just got back from Cleveland Indians fantasy camp, and he's explaining to me what a great week it was, and this guy's a Yankee fan that had, he couldn't even name me a Cleveland Indian, but he just had an absolutely wonderful experience. So I went home, and I said to my wife, hey, do you remember that conversation we had in 1993 about fantasy camp? And I got the answer I knew I would, no.
Uh-huh.
So I explained the concept over again, and I said, you know, I said, I think I'm at the point of life now where this is something I really want to do. And she said to me, I don't want you to do it. I insist that you do it.
Mm.
So the first thing I did, I'm a Yankee fan, living actually at the time in Birmingham, Alabama, where we live now. I went to the Yankee website, and sure enough, they have fantasy camp coming up in January and November. And I took a look at some of the guys that were going to be there, and there was Ron Guidry and Mickey Rivers and Bucky Dent and Chris Chambliss, David Wells and Al Downing. And then there was a guy by the name of Neil Allen. I never heard of Neil Allen.
Mm-hmm.
Neil Allen was an obscure pitcher in the Yankee organization, and they wanted $5,000 for the week to go to fantasy camp. And I said, you know, I said, if I'm going to pay that kind of money, I don't think I'm going to basically pay $5,000 to have a catch with Neil Allen. So I then looked at the Pittsburgh Pirates website. I grew up on E in Long Island in the 60s, 50s and 60s as a huge Pirate fan. I got it honest, as they say down south, because my dad was a Pirate fan in New York. And I couldn't believe what I saw. In 2010 was the 50th anniversary of the 1960 Pittsburgh Pirates World Championship team. I was 8 years old. I snuck out of school to listen to Game 7. That was my earliest baseball memory. And I was going to get a chance 50 years later to spend a week with some of my 1960 heroes. Bill Mazeroski, Bill Verdon, Vernon Law, Bob Friend, Bob Skinner. It was $3,700 for the week, so I signed up. And I became a Pittsburgh Pirate for a week in 2010.
What was the highlight of that particular experience? Who's your most favorite player you had an opportunity to meet?
First of all, I mean, the chance to be a major league ball player again, and you are. you go to the Pirates spring training headquarters in Bradenton, Florida. You play games at McKechnie Field. You get to wear a Pirate uniform. You get to be coached and mentored by the ex-big league players that also turn into your dinner companions at night, and you have a cocktail with them at the bar. But the highlight for me had to be the first night of 2010 Pirates Fantasy Camp, and there stood Bill Mazeroski 15 feet away from me. Wow. Now, Maz, of course, hit the first walk-off home run in World Series history in 1960 to win the championship for the Pirates. I ran around my neighborhood like he ran around the bases like a lunatic, and I couldn't believe that he was standing 15 feet from me, and I froze. And I'm not a guy that freezes. I just couldn't get the nerve to go over and introduce myself and say hello to him. So I went upstairs to my room that night, really mad at myself. The next morning, I'm actually playing a game at Pirates Fantasy Camp, an evaluation game. I'm playing first base like tall, slow, left-handed guys do. And the next thing I hear from behind me is, "Hey, Berger, what's that guy from Alabama doing as a Pirate?" And I turned around, and there was my hero, Bill Mazeroski. He came up to me. He introduced himself to me. I stood there with a smile as wide as the Monongahela River. I couldn't believe it. And, you know, to me, that's what it's all about. I mean, you get to mix not only with the ex-major leaguers, but you get to play ball with 95 or 100 guys that are in the same category as you, wannabes and never were, that are looking to resurrect a career that never existed for a year.
You know, Roy,
a week at camp.
I was going to say, you know, just listening to you and your passion and your voice, your enthusiasm, your excitement, you can see how easy these fantasy camps, how addictive they can become.
Well, that's right. I mean, in 2010, I was going once, and like someone told me that first night, they said, "This is like a drug, you'll see." I said, "There's no way." I said, "I'm going to do this once and never do it again." I just finished my sixth camp. I've gone to three Pirates camps, I've gone to two Yankee camp, and I went to a Detroit Tiger camp. And the great thing for me at the age of 61 is the fact that I could still do this. I could still play ball. I mean, the average age is 55. You get the whippersnappers at 35. You get some guys in their 70s. But we're all out there. We're playing ball. We're being coached by our heroes of the past. And when all's said and done, we take the uniform off at night. We sit and we talk baseball. And we love to listen to these guys' stories. And they love to be asked the stories. So what I did was I just thought maybe I would just put a composite together of what it feels like to be a major league ball player 40 years after you thought you never would be. And I wrote The Most Wonderful Week of the Year, and if anybody's interested, they can go to mostwonderfulweek.com, which is the website of the book, and take a look at it, or it's on Amazon. It's The Most Wonderful Week of the Year, and it covers me from when I'm 8 years old to actually reaching the dream last year at the age of 61. I got to play first base as a Pittsburgh Pirate at PNC Park in Pittsburgh.
Roy Berger, author with us at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. I am Elissa Walker Campbell, and so as we talk about this book titled The Most Wonderful Week of the Year, I am curious, who are some of the guys because that attend these camps? I mean, that they come from all different walks of life, right?
Oh, they do. I mean, we've got CEOs, we've got doctors, we've got dentists, we have accountants, we have undertakers. We even have women. I mean, at the Pirate camp that just ended 3 weeks ago, we had three ladies among the 96 that were in attendance. The Yankees have a fantasy camp for nothing but women the weekend before the men campers come in January, and they get 100 women that come in for the weekend. It's all walks of life. It's an average age of 55. Most of us are kind of on the back nine of our careers, and unfortunately probably on the back nine of our lives as well, where if you pay the $4,000 for the week, you can afford to do it much better than you could at 35 or 40 years old. And the funny thing is, rarely do you have a conversation about your life. You're having a conversation about baseball and baseball memories and what these ex-major leaguers that are at camp meant to you, and you're mixing with them, and it's a wonderful composite for a week.
At these fantasy Major League Baseball camps, are there Q&A sessions that you get to have the time alone with the coaches and the players?
That's all you do. I mean, you know, they're coaching you during the week, and then, I mean, they're coaching you during the day, and then when you're having dinner or that you meet for a cocktail at night, that's all you're doing is you're mixing with these guys. The Yankees actually have a formal question and answer session, which is in a form of a program. But
right,
no,
right.
These guys are really approachable. But remember something, E. These guys are 20 or 30 years past their career as well, and they love the attention just as much as we love showering the attention on them.
Okay, but I have to assume, too, what is it like having a reunion, a camp reunion, when you come back the next year and you attend one of these? That's got to be a lot of fun.
Well, the Pirates do things a little bit different. Is the Pirates actually play a reunion game every year in Pittsburgh in June, where you can actually go and play at PNC Park for 1 hour, which is really neat.
We are going one-on-one with Roy Berger, the author of his brand-new book. It's an engaging new baseball memoir titled The Most Wonderful Week of the Year. Once again, Roy, tell all of our listeners where they can go out and get a copy of it.
The website is mostwonderfulweek.com, or it's on Amazon at The Most Wonderful Week of the Year. And truly, if you're a baseball fan that remembers the 60s and 70s, you'll be able to share my experience and appreciate it. And something else, it makes a wonderful Father's Day gift, and we're not that far from Father's Day. For your dad that basically, like I did, grew up as a baseball fan in the 40s, 50s, or 60s, they will recognize these names. They will recognize a lot of the same sentiments and thought process that I went through as both an 8-year-old and a 60-year-old writing this book.
Roy Berger, Living the Dream. The title of his book is The Most Wonderful Week of the Year, Major League Baseball Fantasy Camps. And Roy, you're a fantastic guest, and we look forward to catching up with you in the future. Thank you so much, sir.
Thanks, E. Have a great night.
You bet. Much more straight ahead at YSR, the Big E Sports Show.